Swerve's house.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
I'm at my house.
Oh, I'm in my own house too.
I'm not. I'm in Shane's house right now.
Does Swerve?
Shane's Swerve Strickland.
Shane from Locals Barber. You're in his house. You're in an abandoned room he didn't know he had.
I like the idea that Swerve is talking to the TV audience like, that's my house now. wherever you're sitting, Swerve's house.
374,000 houses. I own so many houses.
I can't pay
all the land fees.
I ain't talking about where the ring is right now. I'm talking about your home. I have the deed.
It's gonna be like what, like Okada when the Okada Bucks, but instead it's just gonna be deeds of houses. It just
just falling down. Yes,
you found some weird loophole.
people just accept all terms and conditions.
Yeah,
they don't realize that they're just giving me their house.
So many squatters that don't even realize they're squatting. You know. Oh, well.
That's what we should have started with.
Well, I was going to say the NFL draft chime.
They have their own?
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear this. NFL.
Yes, it's delightful. Time. It's my favorite sound. One of my favorite sounds. Oh,
maybe,
man.
I'll have to YouTube it.
Yeah, it's just, you'll know as soon as you hear it. You'll be like, oh, yeah. I fuck with that sound noise heavy.
Oh, it's just the sound.
It's just sound.
It's just an NFL draft chime.
I thought it was like a song.
Don't mind me. I'm going to be searching for the NFL draft chime now. Speak amongst yourselves.
Andy Liner is on the clock.
But I can't take it now.
No.
Damn. I guess I should put the L back in. Because I don't want to take it.
Oh, shit.
You know exactly the sound. It's the most wonderful sound.
That was extremely loud, though. I'm going to replay it in like a level that's like bearable.
I'm just glad you didn't play it.
Oh, shit. That's not...
That's... No.
Still unbearable.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select quarterback USC Caleb Williams.
Big mistake.
Oh. And then it does that.
With the second pick in the NFL draft.
Oh, shit.
Washington Commanders select Drake May, quarterback, UNC.
Is this who you
this
think?
This is Andy's mock draft.
Yeah, are these actual players that you think are going to get picked first and second?
Yeah, number two's up for grabs. Number one's a no-brainer.
You think Caleb Williams 100%? No,
it's 100%. It's 1,000%. It's 1,000,000%.
Even though he's uncircumcised. I told you guys this, right?
I don't think so.
I saw some
video where he like they said the reason he didn't want to like he was refusing all the medical stuff was because he's uncircumcised and he doesn't want anybody to know. Because there's only been like, because people usually shy away from like uncircumcised quarterbacks because they're slower.
Is that true?
Yeah, man.
Wait, like, where is that?
All the best quarterbacks circumcised.
Who keeps those stats? That's
dude.
That seems like doctor patient confidentiality.
Fucking Moneyball these days, you know? Bro. Everything is
everything's a stat.
Analytics, bro.
Tom Brady has a very distinct analytics. Mushroom head. It's not covered by
Tom
any
Brady
sheet.
Also has a roast coming up by Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so it'll be fun because it will be uncensored since it's on Netflix. Yeah. It just says Kevin Hart and friends. It'll be very interesting to see who all shows up. I'm imagining Eli will show up just to troll Tom about losing two Super Bowls to him.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Ross will be there.
Jeff Ross will 100%. Be there. He was in the commercial.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yep. You can't have a roast without the roast master.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure Gronk will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yo soy fiesta.
Bobby Gronkowski.
Yeah, all the Gronks. All the Gronk family. But
the whole Gronk family.
Isn't it? Do you guys feel like this is weird talking sports on the draft podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it feels weird. This is going to be a weird draft.
It is. Get ready for some football.
Hey, look, I'll give you a little bit of this. I'll give you a little bit of this first.
Yeah. So, Scrump, Wes, go ahead and tune out.
After the sweet wrap.
Oh, yeah. After the sweet.
Yeah. Draft day coming. It's a focus on the future, breaking down positions like the Kama Sutra. Got to pound the hole till you bust it open. Keep them lebs work until it's finally broken. Crazy backside give you crazy power. Looking like you squatting, but you standing in the shower. Tight ends blocking, but also receiving. Hate to watch you go, but love seeing you leaving. Players out here hopping over the D. Yelling down like, oh, you like what you see? QB's throwing balls with crazy precision. Can spot the open gap with that QB vision. Like a play at the end of the game, they be throwing it back. While the other team be chasing the sack. The D always trying for the crazy penetration. Gonna give the O some hard sensation. Cause they always looking to score. So you gotta get them from behind and give them some more. Don't stop till it's time to hit the showers. Game of attrition cause it goes for an hour. When they call your number, you've been chosen. So burst in the game with a huge explosion. It's a dirty game, but we just love playing. Get you worked up, get you shaking. One on top at the end of the night. A bunch of crossing the line, but it stayed super tight. Draft pod winning to throw a parade as we draft NFL players by decade.
Oh, shit. I love breaking down positions like the Kama Sutra. That's legit.
Look, man. They do break them down.
That's legit.
Break down. Steady breaking me on down. Shout out Bone and Mariah.
Yeah.
Bone and Mariah. What did that just keep happening?
Oh, shit. Let's roll these balls here and see.
Oh, so here's what we're doing.
Yeah, tell them what we're doing.
We're doing a draft of players from decades. So first it's going to be anything 1960s and below. Then we'll do 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 10s, 20s. And the kicker is we have to we can only take one position for seven different positions, and we can only take one decade. So all of our players, we have to draft seven positions, and all of them have to be from different decades.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And the positions are quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, defensive lineman, linebacker, and defensive back. And then for honorable mention, big old free-for-all.
So if we get to – we'll – per decade, once you take that position's off the board for that decade for everybody else. Is that what we're saying?
No. We're saying – For you,
you take
seven positions.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Each one has to be a different decade.
Oh, I thought we were doing like nuclear.
That it's is like nuclear.
Yeah, it's personal, but it's like the horror movie draft we did with Wes, where it was decades and different types of horror movies.
I just took it to another level. You know, I just went too far. Sorry. Sometimes no. Sometimes I go too far.
That's good studying. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, this will be interesting how you build your team, because also we can take them. Like, if you're like, oh, man, the 60s is going to be tough. Let me take my guy now. Or, no, I have to get this guy even though he's from the 90s, you know. Mm-hmm. It'll be a different strategy for how you want to build your team, you know.
Yeah.
We truly are moneyballing it in here tonight.
Hell, yeah. All right, so here we go.
Shout out Bullet Train. Watched it again. Phenomenal.
Andy,
even better.
You got first pick.
Okay.
James, second pick. Yeah. Drew, your third.
Okay.
Okay.
This makes it even tougher in the first. I wanted to be in the third slot, so I knew what the first two were doing, but then I had two picks. But all of our rerolls are gone, so man.
That's true. All of our rerolls are gone.
All
right. Are you on the clock? I didn't even put you on the clock yet.
Am I on the clock?
I can put you on the clock. Are we ready?
All right. Everybody, yeah, ready? Put me on.
All right, here we go. You're on the clock.
Bucket, right. He's on one.
Ah, God. Okay. I got to do it because I got to take a... No, I can wait. I can't wait. He's not... No, I'm not going to take a guy that's not my favorite at that position with the first overall pick. That's crazy talk. Why would I ever do that? All right, let me go to the 2010s. And kind of a wild pick, but tight ends not necessarily as deep. 2010s, you got like two different tight ends you could choose from. I'm choosing Robert Gronkowski. Gronk.
Okay.
There you go.
That's your number one pick?
It's my number one pick because, like, I can get enough quarterbacks in enough decades where I feel good about waiting there.
Yeah.
Gronk, I think, for me, is the clear number one tight end I'd want to have because, like, while you can mention the Tony Gonzalez's, the Travis Kelce's, the Shannon Sharpe's, all that kind of stuff, Gronk is a dude that's basically a sixth lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned several, so you guys, you know what I'm saying? There's two of you. There's two positions ago. I mentioned four.
Right.
But those guys don't necessarily block like a sixth offensive lineman. Gronk does, and he still is a badass receiver. He'll throw your ass out the club, and he's just a bitch to tackle. And you got to have somebody that's just a good time in the locker room sometimes, and that is what he is, a good ass time.
Yeah. Dude, watching him and Tom Brady celebrate after winning the Super Bowl was hilarious to me. I loved it. They seemed so fucking happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Throwing the fucking trophy all over the place. Drunk as fuck.
I want to have people I like on the team, you know?
And yeah.
He's one of the most likable meatheads of all time. Like, that could be a draft for us, like true meatheads, you know? but like he's definitely up there in terms of like most likable meatheads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Tom Brady, 4-time first team All Pro, 5-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl winner of 1, 2, 3, 4 championships. Yeah, 92 touchdowns in his career. So,
yeah,
Bobby Gronkowski.
Bobby Gronky.
Damn, so now I got to figure out what I'm going to do here.
Gronk if you're horny, you know?
So now Andy can no longer take a tight end or somebody from the 2010s.
Yep.
Damn.
But I think it was worth it there, you know? Mm-hmm. It is not how I would normally build a team, but I feel confident with
Andy's that
people
guy.
Left.
Andy's that guy who takes a tight end first round.
You know what? I will if it depends on the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Damn. I'll probably take a running back first round.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
And if I go, I think I can do all right if I go that and then go to that. And then if I get that back.
Yeah, I got three running backs on my board, so.
Yeah. I got two.
That's a good pick, then.
Yeah. All right, so
get your guy.
I'll go running back. And here we go. I'll go with... I'm trying to decide. I'm still on the cusp of deciding how I want my team to go.
Yeah, because the decades, you have to be like work around the decades a little bit.
I have like a more creative idea on one side, and then I have like a more like, you know, get a bunch of like top dogs on the other side. You know what I mean?
I mean, I say when you're building a team, build from the shit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. This guy was a. Damn it! I've already got the sweat. This is tough.
Hey.
You know, being a coach, being a manager, being an owner, whatever, GM, whatever.
That's the tough. Man's dead. He ran through airports. You can do it. It's fine.
All right.
We know you want to,
but
James.
But he got the Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, okay. No, I'm gonna go real. I'm gonna go 90s. I'm gonna go Emmitt Smith.
Oh.
Yeah. 9 Pro Bowls over the course of a 10-year period. Just a bad motherfucker.
Okay.
90s. Off the board.
Yeah. I think he's an all-time rushing leader. Some may say an accumulator.
What do you mean? What does that mean? What is an accumulator?
Quantity over quality, I guess.
You got a lot of it, you know? Yeah. You got a lot of it, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was an accumulator, you know? He's an all-time leader.
I mean, you gotta, like, put in a lot of work to accumulate that many.
That's a lot of accumulations.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
He was in the Pro Bowl 9 times out of 10 years of playing. That's 90%.
He played longer than that.
Well, I'm just saying in a 10-year period.
I got you. Oh, yeah.
90%.
That's a high...
percentage.
That's a Hall of Fame baseball player if you're hitting 900.
Yeah.
It's more than a fucking Hall of Fame.
It's the greatest player of all time.
I do not miss.
I think the career leader is 367.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, if they got to 500, that'd be the best player ever.
Yeah.
All right. Drew.
Which in college, everybody's hitting 500 back in the day. It's weird.
Well, speaking of college, this guy's got rings at every fucking level.
Oh.
And I had, when I was a young man, I had a shirt with this fine man's face on it, and I would, and he's, you know, also like one of the best athlete on SNL moments too. So give me Joe Montana in the 80s.
Oh,
damn. I should have taken that first. I was going to do that too.
That's what I was going to do.
Damn it. That's what I was going to do.
Yeah, you should build from the top up, top down.
Yeah. Well, he does because he endorses Skechers.
That's right.
So does Snoop Dogg, so.
Yeah, it's true. Montana's as cool as Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it's got a street cred now.
Yeah, I got, like, pictures around. I don't know where they are near me.
Mm-hmm.
Where I used to draw pictures of, like, Joe Montana and Jerry Rice.
Hell yeah.
Those were my guys. Joe Montana actually, like, in my head, you know, I could be dead wrong, and when I find out, I'm going to be devastated.
Mm-hmm.
But the first reason I got into the 49ers is because Joe Montana and the 49ers were on Family Feud.
Oh, shit.
And I picked the 49ers. And then they were on TV all the time. And then, like, I got a book from this aunt that I dug, and it had, like, the 40, it had Joe Montana on the cover of it. And, like, you, so, yeah, it was a big Joe Montana guy, you know?
You dug your aunt?
Yeah, she was dope.
Okay.
She was super cool.
I thought it was, like, a human-sized aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was an actual aunt.
Well, I thought
it was
like
an ant.
I was like, it was like an ant. Like an ant.
Yeah.
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 Cool Joe.
Cool Joe.
Hell yeah, man. God. I love that I hate that pick. Or I hate that I love that pick.
All right, Drew. Flip it into your next one, then.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with 60s and before. Because, because I think my number one might be 90s.
Yeah, but I get where you're going.
But the 90s, I want, like, there's so many other top positions that I want to save the 90s for that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Jim Brown.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I debated at number one.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I was like, I fell to the fact that, like, I loved a couple others a little bit more.
Yeah.
But this would have been the smarter move because you knock out the 60s and you get a top three back of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Some call him the greatest back of all time.
Plus, I mean, plus one of the fucking greatest headgears in the game, you know?
Oh, 100%. And
a little Jim Brown cap.
Fucking hell legendary. Yeah.
And you get a hell of an actor, too.
Yeah.
Like, my man had a fucking run.
My bunions.
Oh, he's in some great, great movies.
Yeah, I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What a fuck. What a fucking great movie.
They called it that little hat that he wore. They called that the CTE sponge.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
Oh, definitely. It was just like padded leather. Yeah. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a stud, though. Total stud.
I think Jim Brown did okay, though.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. But not everybody. Not everybody made it out okay.
If I was going to do a Jim Brown movie,
uh-huh,
I'd cast Winston Duke.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Those thighs, dude? You know how much power's in those thighs?
I would.
Yeah, that's the kind of power you need.
At least 40% of the movie of him just doing dialogue in those little blue coach's shorts. Just popping thighs out for days. You know?
In the shot where he's taking off his headgear, Andy just has the camera on his thighs.
Yeah. Dude, you can't even tell that he's drinking some, like, Crystal Light, you know?
I don't know
if Crystal Light was even around. Maybe I should have gone Lipton.
Every shot in that movie is going to have Winston Duke's thighs somewhere in it.
Uh-huh.
No matter what.
And there's going to be the record for the most pan ups in movie history. Yeah, you'd think it'd be like something like The Mask at the bank scene or like Basic Instinct, something like that. Nah, it's just a football movie about Jim Brown starring Winston Duke where they don't even play football that much. He's just in those short shorts.
Yeah.
And there's 74 instances of pan ups, close up pan ups. Hell yeah.
I love that. All right. It's back to me.
It is. Interesting. You guys both went running back, so I can wait.
You can wait.
Yeah. Okay.
But I also kind of figured that was a target, so that's why I went there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if he would have made it back, I would have had to do it. Because I debated it at number one.
I'm going to have to go rivals here. I'm going to have to go wide receiver. And I'm going to take him in the 80s. And I'm going Jerry Rice.
No!
Yeah.
Got
to. I mean, he's there. I cannot pass it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
No, I can't. This is fucking...
See, this...
This football is war, Andy. All right?
Mm.
It's two superpowers colliding at center field.
So Jerry Rice is just off the board, right? I can't take 90s Jerry Rice?
No.
Yeah, he's off the board.
The board.
Okay, I'm just checking. Yeah. Just checking.
I thought about that, too, because I saw somebody else that was... He was listed on that two all decade teams, and I was like, "Yeah, that's not gonna happen." Person is off the board. Person is nuclear.
Okay. Damn. Okay. Let's get fucking strange. You guys both took running backs. I don't even have to do that yet. Look, I got to go to the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I got to go with one of the greatest players to ever do it. One of the, I would say, the top at his position. Argue with your mother's plant holders that she hires her on Sundays. and I would, take him number one. I got to go Derrick Brooks, 2000s.
Derrick Brooks.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Man brought a lumber.
I have him.
Yep. Dropping wood on you since before Bunyan was born.
2002's NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, the greatest outside linebacker of all time. British 4-3 outside linebacker. Because you have a rush backer that's a little bit different. He plays a true outside linebacker in a 4-3.
Hell yeah. So with it, none of us said hell yeah, so Andy had to hell yeah himself.
Oh, don't worry. I was going to do it.
I know. Hell yeah.
I'm feeling great about that, man.
I like that. I have him here as well. So,
yeah, because I mean, we got to get all the positions, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing is I gotta think about what positions I have left.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Number three. Pick. Ah. Okay. You guys haven't done that, so I think I can wait because you already took your 80s people. See, that's the tough part. I'm gonna go I can wait here, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna go to the 20s, and I'm gonna go quarterback here. And I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, damn. That's fucking cool. Legit.
Yeah. I think if you're not one of... I think he's got a chance to actually become the greatest at his position of all time, which is insane to think about when the guy that people kind of consider the GOAT right now...
Yeah, I know.
...is like... you would think is so far ahead of everybody else. But the thing is, if he gets close enough where he's like close in accolades, like he's got him on talent,
yeah.
So you could argue it, but like for him already to be a top five of all time is pretty impressive considering he's not even like halfway into his career.
Yeah. I think,
it's insane.
His is also going to be on longevity if he can keep going at that pace. And then I don't
he's
mean
got
like
three
I,
Super Bowls
I mean
already.
I mean from an injury standpoint.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really had an injury past, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of, to me,
I'm just saying,
Steph
I think that's
Curry
the,
of NFL.
That's the only
yeah,
thing
I
that'll stop
that.
Him.
Yeah. Well, like you look at
kind of
what
I view him, yeah.
Like Joe Burrow is a guy that I think could be really good if he could just stay on the field, you know?
Yeah. But Mahomes is already like three Super Bowls past him.
Exactly. I know.
They're about the same age.
Dude, I agree.
And
I think
it doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon.
So. I think Mahomes is the GOAT, like already. Like, I'm already on board that train.
I have him as number two,
yeah,
which is crazy to say, but I have him as number two behind somebody else. And then I have number three, Montana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you could do whatever with those three, and I would be like, okay, I get it.
I agree. All right.
All right, so I went... I went 2000s to 2020, completely knocked all those years off.
Yep.
So now I get to go old school and, you know, play a little bit.
Drew has his
QB. Drew still has the 90s open. James, you took 90s.
I need to take a... Yeah, I took 90s. Right now I'm about to take 2010s.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Can I not do that?
No, you can.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Why are you Owen?
Because I was about to take a pick.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have just let you fuck. I didn't even realize you were doing that. I was like
you
sitting here.
Just let me fuck.
Well, I was sitting here researching out loud. I didn't even know that you. Okay.
I was breaking down where I was.
I thought
go.
You were just trying to see where everybody was on the board.
No, he right. was definitely going
to
take.
He was about to take a pick. All right. Well, I'm going to take a defensive.
Now Drew's going to take what I was going to take because of what I said.
I may have already been taking him.
Does Aaron Donald count as a defensive lineman?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's absolutely a defensive.
Yeah,
lineman.
That's what he is, right?
Yeah, and one of the best of all time.
Yeah. So I'm taking Aaron Donald.
Okay, so you're taking 2010's Aaron Donald.
2010's Aaron Donald. Yeah.
This is a great one because, like, again, one of the GOATs.
Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
They, what was the stat that I was reading? He owns all five of the highest single-season pass rush grades since PFF has been grading by far the highest pressure rate and pass rush win rate of any interior defender over the decade.
Yeah. He's a damn stud. He's a Super Bowl champion and hell of a good looking dude.
Hell yeah.
I have two. Does cool drills with like knives and stuff. Passing drills.
Oh, really?
3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, 10-time Pro Bowl, 8-time First Team All-Pro, Rookie of the Year, 2010's All-Decade Team. Like,
fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Absolutely ridiculous human, and he's got an insane amount. He's got 111 sacks. As an interior defensive lineman.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That is absolutely stupid. Those are defensive end numbers, not defensive tackle numbers.
Yeah.
Great pick.
Fucking crazy. All right, Drew.
Well, I'm going to go with, my 2020s. Mm. And, you know, that other guy, I can't imagine who you would be talking about, Andy. that is considered, you know, the greatest at quarterback. He had a certain player that you also picked that made him great, and it's the same with the quarterback you picked. He has somebody that makes him great.
Yeah,
and that's Travis Kelce, and that's my pick.
Nice.
It's a great pick.
Yeah, I mean, those two together, it really is like, you know, it's somebody and Gronk.
yeah,
I mean it really is. When you have that just outlet that you know, like, all right, this guy's covered, this guy's covered, this guy's covered. Let me just put it here, and those hands will grab it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's the same with Montana. Like,
yeah,
he knew as long as he got it in the vicinity of Rice, like, he was going to catch it.
Yep. Yeah. And Kelsey's insane because I would say he's, you know, where Gronk is like more like a dominant figure, mm-hmm. like a Shaq, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce is more like, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon, like silky, smooth. He runs great routes with great precision, understands the holes and where to find them, gets open, and he's just fun to watch navigate the field versus, like, you know, a Gronk is more like a beat you up kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Kelsey's just like pure rhythm, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see even how he dances. And hey, you know, he's doing all right for himself.
Yeah.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, you got the Swifties on your team now, too.
Yeah. And those are the most vicious people out there.
That's right.
Do not fuck with a Swiftie.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
They're all part of the TTPD. Or, yeah, that's right. All right, so I'm going to go to the 90s.
Yet.
And I am going to go with the defensive back.
Shit.
Who, again, was, like, my favorite player at this time. And, hey, you know what? And even if he's, like, you know, he's like, you know what? I don't have anything to do this summer. Let me go play for the Atlanta Braves. Give me Deion Sanders.
Yep. Wow. Knew it.
Yeah. And Andy, I was already going there, my friend. Because you're like, when you said it's almost too early, I was like, oh, fuck, it's not.
No, I was saying that I was breaking it down saying, Drew, James, I see you took 90s. Mm-hmm. Drew, you haven't taken 90s yet. So I have to take a 90s right here.
Mm.
So I was literally setting up the punchline for old primetime.
Mm-hmm.
You piece of shit. Ah, man.
I mean, he really is. I mean, as far as I think cornerbacks, especially. Well, I mean, just so damn good.
Man.
Plus, like, primetime 95 football game on Sega. Yeah. That shit was legit.
God, this one hurts.
Call an ambulance. It's fucked up.
You two have taken my three favorite players. With, you know, Rice, Montana, Deion. Well, Derek Brooks is there. But
fuck. And you're not a Niners fan?
You got Gronk.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Bucks fan now, but I grew up a Niners fan.
All right.
You guys get it.
Yeah, I get it.
It was a different world back then. I think we all
kind of were back then.
Yeah. We were all Bulls fans. Like,
yeah.
That's just how it worked back then. You were fans of what you could see on TV because we didn't have regional packages, you fucks, young fucks.
Oh, I know.
That's why all the Patriots fans have come out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play the guy that nobody knows who it is.
I was just laughing to myself, thinking that here, Drew, you have 60s and 80s and 90s, and then I put 20s, and then I thought to myself, imagine if Travis Kelce was in the 1920s.
His girlfriend's music would be much different.
But, like, that human being of a man in the 1920s.
Oh, just take him out of, like, fish out of water. Yeah, but he still, story. Like,
has the same mannerisms, same way he dresses, same way he dances. And they're like, what is this thing?
All right, I'm going to go 2000s, and I'm going to take my QB.
All right.
And I'm not going to go where everyone thinks I'm going to go. I'm going to go with the guy that I actually just like better, just even personality-wise and everything. And I'm going to go Peyton Manning.
Long neck.
Yeah. Peyton Manning.
I mean, he does have a better Saturday Night Live, you know, performance, so.
Yeah. Well, and he technically has more, he has better statistics throwing-wise than Tom Brady.
He ain't better, though.
I'm not saying he's better, but I'm saying he's got better statistics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whoops, I put Peyton Manning, O-O's, what? Dash, Tom Brady.
Why? Yeah, I'm going to take them both. I'm going to do something that no one's ever seen before. Have no two quarterbacks. Ever.
I'm going to take a hybrid of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
When they line up, it's going to be center, quarterback, quarterback, and then the running back right behind them.
It's Tomton branding. It didn't work. Peyton Manning, bad motherfucker.
I just love Peyton Manning, and you know, like. I think the man.
Dude, he changed my mind on something I remember. Because I was like, is this guy the MVP, right? And then his team immediately went to 1-15 when he didn't play a season. And I was like, he's the MVP. You know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those Manning brothers, man, they're fun dudes.
Yeah, I like Peyton.
I always enjoy whenever they pop up on anything.
Omaha Productions.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Wow. Okay. Neither of you guys have both used up your 80s and 90s, so I can wait there.
James, what's your team so far?
Emmitt Smith, Jerry Rice, Aaron Donald, and Peyton Manning.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the 70s. Because Drew still needs kind of a...
No. 70s?
Yeah, I that's do. True. You do need a 70s. James does need a 60s. I'm going to go with old... I'm going to go to the 70s. I'm going to go Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Ooh.
Great pick.
Nice.
Yeah. This guy, there's two running backs ever that have had my favorite styles. One of the guys, now that all the running backs are gone, my favorite running back, Barry Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other one's Walter Payton, because I just love the fluidity and the smoothness and how he ran, and was just like, he was like shifty, but like it wasn't like in a herky jerky Marshall Faulk type way. It was just like smooth watching it. And if you know anything about me, you know I love smooth shit, smooth music, smooth movies, smooth vibes, right? Mm-hmm. Smooth water. You know what I'm talking about? Like, not that rigid ass ice. I'm talking smooth water.
Yeah, smooth.
You know? So I love smooth shit. And Walter Payton is, he's the equivalent running the ball to King Griffey Jr. swinging a bat.
Oh, yeah, he's got that stride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful to watch, so.
Fucking man, I like that.
And I think he's the best player from the 70s for me. So I'm happy.
No, that's a good pick.
Damn.
Oh.
Dress
bet he has a friend named Ida who's always on time when she delivers mail.
You think so?
Yeah. Come on. Think about Kevin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He 100% has a friend named Ida who always delivers the mail on time.
And anytime he bumps into her, he says, "Howdy, Ida."
Howdy, Ida. You having a good day, Ida?
Yeah. Thanks.
I declare you should be.
Not declare.
I do declare.
And she's like, "How did you know my middle name is Claire? Yeah. Hey, you're so sweet like a sugar beet."
And then he tips his cowboy hat to her, you know. He was like, "Good day, man. Good day, man."
He just says, "On you go.
On you go. On you go now."
That's what he says. I don't know. It's his thing.
On you go. But he tips his hat so it makes it nice, you know. All right. On you go now. I know.
And then he's like, "Hey, she didn't know that I told her to get the hell out." What a Southern charming dude.
Can't even tell.
Nope. Damn. Anybody got any hot shit? Drew, you got a raven, maybe?
Yeah, I got a raven or two.
Hmm.
I had a pretty fucking stellar weekend, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just hang around the crib?
Yeah. I went to St. Louis and got this hat.
Mm-hmm. And paid. You're a St. Lunatic now.
And paid $56 for it.
Oh, shit.
Because that's stadium prices. Yep. But I was like, you know what? While I'm there, I'm gonna get a hat because I don't have the Cardinals hat yet. Like I was gonna get it eventually, so it's like, might as well get it at the stadium.
Fuck. Yeah, it's a good year to wear red hats.
Never fucking doing that again.
It's a real red hat kind of year.
It really is, buddy.
You know,
taking it back.
That's right.
for the third time.
Yep, for Durst.
Do it for Durst.
That's right. Yeah, man. Let's see. Flew into St. Louis on Friday. Went and met a friend for some drinks and some food Friday night. Saturday, waited for Scrump and Jeremy to get there and... And we, again, ate. But no, Saturday during the day, that's when I went to the game. I got to go to Busch Stadium, which is a fucking beautiful stadium. It's like, it looks like it was built in the fucking 1910s. Like, it's so cool. Mm-hmm. They use the red brick. It's a lot of like exposed steel. It just looks old school, which I love, especially like in a.
Yeah, for a baseball field. For sure.
And then, like, especially for that franchise, like, has that old history. And then you look out, like, you know, I specifically looked up where to sit, because I knew you could see the arch, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
left field side. So that's exactly where I look. So, like, because I didn't know I was then going to go to the arch. So I was like, well, then I can see it.
You can see the arch while you're watching baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I looked for that.
It was actually just McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
two golden arches shining.
Two golden arches. But as I was looking up things like at the stadium, one thing I came across was a video where the guy was like, "There's bacon wrapped hot dogs." And I was like, "I'm going to find that fucking thing." And I did. And I got lucky. I got lucky a lot this weekend. But like I'm standing in line and I was like, I'm gonna get the bacon right. She's like, "Oh, hold on a second." And she's like counting and she's like, "Okay, yeah, you're good." And she turns to like two people behind me, she's like, "Are you getting one?" And they're like, "Yeah, I just won." She's like, you got one. All right, everybody after that, we're out.
Ooh. Oh,
so I shit. Just got there.
Damn.
And then when we went to Poppy's Barbecue Sunday before the pay-per-view, same exact thing. He's like, "I don't know what you guys were doing for ribs." And, dude, this is like 3 o'clock, 3:30. Mm-hmm. Like, they'd only been open since 11.
Yeah.
Like, that's how fucking popular this place is. They're like, like, I don't know what you guys were doing as far as the ribs, but we have two full racks left. And we were like, we were all going to get half a rack, so that's perfect. He's like, oh, yeah, that works. So, like, damn. After us, there was a half a rack of ribs left.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically, they could call whatever ribs St. Louis ribs since you're in St. Louis.
Yes, but I don't think they had any more ribs.
Okay, well, I was just checking. Yeah. I was just checking. Either way, you could say you ate St. Louis ribs.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. And they were, dude, they were so fucking good. There's a sign up as like to America's best ribs or whatever. Dude, no? I didn't even fucking touch the sauce.
Yeah, was it like, but it was obviously like marinated or sauced up, right?
Oh, it was marinated, but not like, it wasn't like soaked in it. Like it was all the dry
rub. Fall off the bone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It was like smoked, dude. And fucking like, I'm telling you, it was all like on there. It was all dry rub. Like, and then they have like the four bottles of the sweet, the smoky, the blah, you know, it's all house sauce, Carolina. But yeah,
dirty to me.
I didn't even fucking, I didn't. And the baked beans. Oh, Maron. Oh, it was so good.
Stop it. What else?
Corn on the cob.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, yes, I did.
Some corn on the cob and some baked beans with some fall off the bone ribs.
What kind of?
There's nothing more eye appetizing than watching a rib just slide off that bone.
Oh, dude. Right. Good ribs are like fucking, I don't know. It's like, it's just an amazing experience.
Why do you think ribbing somebody? You know?
Yeah.
It's good.
But yeah,
it's a
then,
good time. It's good to.
I'm just ribbing you. It's like Norm. That's what Norm McDonald would say. I'm just ribbing you.
I'm St. Louis ribbing you.
Backtrack a little. After the game, went back to the hotel, and that's when I met like some of the AEW people.
Hell yeah!
That was like after scrum, and I had dinner with I think she just runs merchandise for AEW. Okay. We took over like a couple of the TVs, like in the thing, like just putting, we watch Collision and
nice.
Yeah. But I had this fucking thing. I think they said it was like a St. Louis staple. It's called like ooey gooey cake or something like that.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. We make one similar here at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of like
brownie.
Okay. It kind of reminded me of like a Tres Leches where it was like soft and it was like, you know, spongy, I guess, or, you know, like just had that, like, it was very moist, you know, it tasted like something, but yeah. Dude, the shit was so good.
Yeah.
Gooey, gooey butter cake.
Gooey butter cake.
Yeah, it's similar to the Bayou brownie that we do.
Okay.
It's like a golden brownie, but it's like gooier.
Yeah.
And it's a little ooey-er.
Yeah. Ain't no ooey. It's just yummy, gooey. You know?
So the funny thing is, like, for those who don't know, Scrump is obsessed with Waffle House, loves Waffle House.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm a Waffle House devotee.
For him, like, they don't have it. So, like, it's only when he goes on vacation. And
that's crazy.
He texts me, like, on the way, and he was like, hey, does the hotel do breakfast? And I said, no. I said, but check this out. And I like sent him a picture of the map. Waffle House right next to the hotel. Like, we walk there. He's like, dude, you just made my weekend. Like, yeah, exactly.
Man.
Waffle House is legit.
Dude. The bowl things that they got going now are like smacking too.
Yeah.
But I like me some covered and smothered.
Oh,
you know?
Hash browns, smothered and covered. Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah,
fucking better.
Him and the waitress, man, there were some sparks flying.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And then he went to the bathroom. And she's like, any of you guys want one of these hats? And like, there was like the Waffle House like paper hats, and we're like, oh yeah, that guy's definitely gonna want one. And she's like, yeah, that's kind of what I figured. She's like, I was already gonna give it to him since I've been giving him some guff or something like that.
Yeah, gotta give him some guff
since I've been ribbing him so much.
Yeah, come exactly. On.
Give him the guff.
That's right. So yeah, after that we went and explored downtown before the pay-per-view. So it was a great weekend, man. And then like just, you know, standing right outside all the wrestler circles down in the hotel lobby, get to hear them talking about one of the greatest
matches there's ever been.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, I was more excited for the Pac Okada because Pac is one of my favorite wrestlers.
Oh, for sure.
And like Okada, I've just been waiting. 10 years now, since I started watching wrestling, and this guy, he's just evaded me. I've never been able to see him live.
This is kind of the start of seeing Osprey, but it's also like seeing Brady versus Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're watching Danielson probably walk out fairly soon. And you're seeing the rise of the other guy that's the best in the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally Brady and Mahomes, you know?
But it was a great card.
Except for this time, Mahomes won.
Yeah. Great card, top to bottom. It was just so many, and then Swerve winning was such a fucking badass moment.
So cool.
And like I said, I was telling you guys off my, the people, I had a great row, first of all. It was really cool. I had these two hipster, hipster couple right next to me, to the point where she was knitting.
She's just knitting, watching it.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny. And then next to me was a grandma and her grandson. The grandson was maybe I would say 12, 13. But dude, she was so fucking cool. I was just she said at one point, she's like, you know, one day I'm going to sit right down there. And it was right at the corner, where right off the entrance, you know. And I would just wanted to be like, ma'am, what is your name? Because I will make this dream happen for you. Because she's like, before I die, I'm going to sit down there.
And instead, you handed her a draft pod card and said, hey, you should tune in.
Yeah, exactly. I should have, man. I didn't even think about that. I should be fucking taking these cards on these trips. I forgot I had those.
All good.
Are the links still up to date?
They could find it.
They could find it.
Yeah, that's a hell of a weekend and very hard to beat. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's what I told them. I was like, I feel like I had my own Make-A-Wish weekend.
Yeah. No, I kind of felt like that too. I was like, man, look at Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was really cool too to I go to the Cardinals game and then Swerve throws out the first pitch. So I was shit.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to see the start of his weekend to the ending high of his weekend.
To me, that's what told me he was winning.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you see that badass entrance. You're like, yeah, there's no way this guy's not winning.
Oh, God, that entrance is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, did I talk Monkey Man last week?
No, you, that was I think after.
Jeez. Okay, Monkey Man was fucking incredible. Dev Patel is the man. The movie was it was super violent and gory at times and brutal, but also super emotional at the same time. Mm. And then some badass fight scenes and how it was stylized. There was a little bit of, it's different. It's way different, but there's some of the cool styling and darkness and lighting, but still lit up at the same time that you get with some of the John Wick movies.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Like the sleekness of the city and the vibes that's going on with the murder. So you get some of but it's even more brutal. Holy shit. This was insane. I'm so glad that I got to see it in a theater. I just did one of my mandates by myself, and it's one of the greatest feelings. Still, I suggest anybody to do this where you just
go to the movie,
take off for a couple hours, middle of the day, during the week specifically, go to the movies and just be like, I'm telling you, the feeling of walking up and looking at the movie theater as you're walking in, that's a feeling that's like hard to replicate.
Yeah.
It's so good, man. And then when you get in there, and if randomly all of a sudden you're the one person in the theater, you're like, well, no shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Private screening.
It's just, it's nice. And then, yeah, I tried to take my kid to go see Ghostbusters because he handled the first couple fine. And I think it was maybe because it was on the big screen or something, but like, you know, about three-fourths way into the movie, he's like, I'm scared. Can we leave? And I was like, fuck. This is actually a really good movie. I don't want to leave. But yeah, so that was crazy.
You got scared, huh?
And then, the last thing I do want to bring up, I think I mentioned it, but I don't know if you guys saw it. Lonely Island and Seth Meyers have a podcast now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you text it. I haven't listened, though.
It's so good. The first one is just like a beginning, how they got there. And then the second one, they get into the first digital short. And the whole idea is similar to the Always Sunny podcast. They're going to go through all of these digital shorts.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, like, for instance, they covered like lettuce, which is so hard to find now. And I forgot how hilarious it was, and it was their first digital short. Was that lettuce one?
The talking head of lettuce.
No, is where they
where they were just eating lettuce like an apple.
Yes.
Yeah, and having a conversation with each other.
And having a serious conversation about him like losing some loved one.
Isn't there?
And then they just into a huge head of lettuce.
Isn't there a sketch at some point where there is a talking head of lettuce, too?
Maybe there is, but yeah, this one's just like, it's cool how they go through it, and I don't want to, like, give it all away, but, like, of how they got to this point, and, like, then the lettuce commercial, or the commercial where the two people are talking serious, and they're just eating lettuce, it just becomes a commercial for lettuce. You know?
Yeah.
It's so hilarious. I've watched it like, you know, three times tonight, but that's the second episode. The first episode is just like a intro of everything. It's just good to hear them together.
Yeah. So. I'd probably check it out now because another Raven, probably the first time in over a year, my queue is fucking my playlist or podcast queue completely caught up.
Mm.
Cause I had to, you know, spend so much time by myself this weekend that I almost was like always listening to a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
So I just got it fucking knocked everything out. I was like, man, that's such a good feeling when it's like nothing in there.
Hell yeah.
Then it's like, damn, there's nothing in there.
It'll be there.
It'll be there. They'll come.
What you got, James?
You know, Drew's trip is really, like, that's really probably my biggest Raven. I think that was pretty awesome, and I'm happy.
What did you do, James?
I hung out at Drew's house and watched his animals, and I played house at Drew's house.
Oh, yeah.
Whose house?
Drew's house.
Well, Swerve. Swerve owns that house, too, so.
Because you gave your house away.
That's right.
In attendance at the event.
Swerve took Drew's house.
When I bought the ticket, it was signing off the, you know, I had to sign my rights away.
Yeah, actually, and they have you on camera saying, Swerve's house.
When I left Drew's house this morning,
it's a verbal contract.
When I left Drew's house this morning, there was a truck that said Swerve on the side of it, and there was just a bunch of, like, guys in suits coming in and taking all the furniture out and everything, so it's all gutted and...
Oh, man, it's just one truck with, like, 700 houses back-to-back-to-back hooked up to each other on the highway.
Exactly.
What's the backup here? There's 700 houses on the road.
Just so way too many houses.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's a Raven. Oh, that's
feeling good right now.
Okay. Me too. I just plotted out the rest of my team. So
I think I did too.
This is going to be a sneaky pick.
Ooh.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, they might be like, what are you doing? But I'm going to the 90s right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, wow, there's so many bangers that you could take. Like, are you going wide receiver? Are you going defensive back? Are you going defensive lineman? And I'm just like, shit. I'm going Deion Sanders with the steal, baby. 90s, Deion Sanders, get on my squad.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Drew, your team is no longer mapped out.
Look, he's my favorite NFL player of all time. I had to get prime time.
He might have just fucking helped me, though. He might be a little bit.
Damn. Better.
I helped myself to your team.
What controversy?
Oh, man. So, yeah, this is.
So, do I want to replace my 90s or do I want to replace my defensive back right now? What's the question?
Well, so, yeah. Yeah, because basically now you have.
Or just take somebody else altogether and figure that out later.
And Andy just lost a steel card, Drew. Good work.
Oh, yeah.
Good work, Drew.
So now he's down to two.
Down to one.
Down to one.
He's equal to us now.
I have him at three.
Oh,
I think it's because you gave me the steel card that technically I haven't gotten yet because there's no way I can lose.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you think I just had three?
I mean, we keep track.
Yeah, didn't you just win one?
Oh, I did win one for something.
What did he win one for?
We just had a game recently.
Yeah, we did just have a game.
But that's how you got two.
I thought that's how I got three. Or, I don't know.
Everything says
two. So you have your yearly. You have the one for winning the 2000 or the.
Yep, for last year.
For the 2023.
That's and true.
Instead of doing a half year, we played a quarterly game. What was that game?
Whose team are you? Who are you playing for? Yourself or for Andy? All right.
No, he's right.
He doesn't need any more steel cards.
But I don't remember what was the game. What was the recent?
What?
God, what was the game?
I don't know.
Man. Why am I? Was it Easter Egg Hunt? No.
No.
I don't know what the game was.
We did one where we wrote shit down.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, this thing. The
Why is it not even on here?
This thing?
Maniac.
Remember we had like... For? I still have my card sitting here.
Suburban Command. What was that for?
Oh, yeah, that was... That was it. We had to. We had to.
Scavenger hunt.
It was the scavenger. We randomly drew. Did a person's name. We remember we each put in 10 names of actors, and then I thought of a movie, and then you guys had to guess what I was thinking.
So Andy won that?
Yeah, Andy won that.
Yeah, yeah.
One, two.
Yeah, I did win. Because you were cussing me out. But I don't remember. It's not even in our. Our log of shows.
Yeah, it is. It's Easter Egg Hunt.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Oh, yeah. You said yeah so weird there. You almost said it like LA Knight. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were disputing my love for Champagne Ill.
Yeah, it's because when you were doing this, you accidentally put James for one instead of Andy, and I thought I won. And then all of a sudden you're like, nope, never mind. I just made a bad scorecard decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Pretty sweet.
So I guess you have two steel cards then.
There we go.
So, Drew, thanks for taking away one of Andy's steel cards, and then also thanks for giving him one fucking back. You know?
I would have never known.
Congratulations.
I'm such an idiot.
Well, it's a good thing I'm also keeping track. sanctity of the draft, sanctity, above all else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, I'm gonna play around with my 90s and my defensive back later.
Don't use my own sanctity now, against me. Isn't it my turn?
No,
well,
I have to
stole,
take my.
Oh,
he takes.
I get my replacement.
He gets his. Yeah.
So
and then
I am
to you, and then to him.
I am gonna go 2000s, and I am gonna go the reason James's pick is so damn good, and he's now given us another generation. Give me Marvin Harrison.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Again, I mean,
you're doing a Vlad Jr. type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I just again,
one of the best route runners of all time.
Yeah. Like, and these quarterbacks, they have that one person that's, you know, was attached to them, and that was definitely Peyton.
Man, just catch tutties. What are you gonna say?
Yeah.
Catch tutties.
That's what he does.
It literally is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's a hell of a pick. It's interesting to see some of the. It's funny with all the teammates we have. You would think that there would be a Brady and Gronk, but there's not.
No, because, yeah. Well, I'm sure there will be eventually.
Yeah. All right, James, to you.
I got to take Dion off.
Okay. To me. Let's see here.
I really wanted Dion. That's actually what I was debating with the first overall pick, and then I started playing with my food.
What a great way to put it. That's definitely what it was.
I'm going to go to the 2020s, and I'm going to take my let's see here, linebacker, okay?
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with Lavonte David.
David, hell yes.
Hell yeah.
I was one I was debating, so.
Yeah. He's the man, dude. And he's also like the face of the team. You know, like when you go to this, because, you know, we go to Bucks games here and there, but like when you go to the stadium, like he's the guy on the thing, like up on the screen, getting
face
the crowd.
On the stadium, yeah.
Getting the crowd fucking hyped up. You know what I mean? He's like the guy that they send to go and like meet with kids in the fucking area.
One of the most underrated linebackers of all time. Like,
all those little dying kids.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's a good dude. I just imagine that he's a good dude. Plus, he's a fucking badass out there.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah. He's like, he's still doing it at a high level at his age.
Yeah.
Like, he's insane. He's still one of the, like, the most productive linebackers out there. Has been underrated his whole entire career, but. Yeah, he's basically like, you know, the 2020s, 2010s, 2020s version of Derrick Brooks. So they got to move on from like Derrick Brooks to Lavonte. It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The Bucks are good, man. They're good at picking defensive players.
Yep.
They always have been.
Oh, yeah. All right, Drewski.
Okay.
Nineties is so stacked for you now.
I know. I'm trying to like reshuffle everything.
that's my favorite part of the steal.
Because I fucked them all up,
especially on something like this. I mean,
I know.
Honestly, you made it better for me, like. Because now, like, 90s is such a good flex position where it's like
it is.
Anything I have left, I can go there.
I made it better for me, though, because I did get the greatest defensive back of all time.
Well, it's great, too, because it's like right after Drew literally got the sentence, I'm feeling pretty good. I just got the rest of my team mapped out. And then you're like,
I know.
So I could have been an even bigger dick too, but also I was terrified of how I would switch my team.
Fucking up James's too.
Yeah, you're gonna take Jerry Rice too.
Well, I still have the 80s open.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Just saying. And I do have this miracle this extra steel card
that
card.
Drew just fucking pulled right out of his fucking ass.
Yeah, but if we can get rid of both today, that's great.
Dude, but here's the thing. Like, you could always take Mark Duper.
All right, so since apparently I've already killed a minute here, I'm going to go... Such a tough. Let me. I got to look
70s.
I got to look at 70s because that's gonna. No, my pick is from right now is gonna come from the 90s, but okay. I just have to see. Okay, yeah, I think that'll make my team good.
Christian Okoye, the Nigerian Nightmare,
dude. Oh, hell fucking, yeah. He was amazing. But I already have that. Give me to me one of the best linebackers of all time, Junior Seau.
Hell yeah. I was going to take him in the honorables just so I could take him too.
Yeah. Yeah, I said you kind of did me a favor here, so cuz you opened up a lot more things for me.
I had a picture of him on my wall. But I had like a Michael Jordan wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a bunch of other sports people on my wall. I probably even had it like even when you know, James and I were friends and like I was in high school. Yeah, Junior Seau was one of the Sports Illustrated for Kids posters I had cut out that I still remember. And it was like kind of all like California Surfer inspired.
I don't remember you know, the Junior
like,
Seau.
Sports Illustrated for Kids used to like.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so awesome.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Dude, like I feel like if you were like a graphic designer, like that's where you wanted to work. Like,
oh yeah,
100%.
You got to have so much creative fucking like leeway. And yeah, my next pick will be in the 1970s, and I'm going with. Listen, if your fucking nickname is Mean
Joe Green, yep.
Hell yeah,
that was my other one I had in the 70s.
So originally I had somebody else, but since you opened up the 90s for me, I took Joe Green.
Fantastic pick.
Yeah, man. But isn't he the one in the Coca-Cola commercial?
Yep.
Hey, kid. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Jeez. Your defense is stout with Seau and Green.
Yeah.
That's legit.
I took Dion from you, so you went linebacker, defensive lineman, back to back. I like what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going 60s.
Hell yeah.
And this guy knows football so well that he went on to coach one of the greatest football teams in all the land, the Bears. And I'm taking Mike Ditka at tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the tightest ends, you know?
And he was like one of the first like tight ends that was like more like a Travis Kelce from back then. He still to this day has the best rookie season for a tight end ever because tight end is very hard to come into the league because you have to learn all of the receiving packages and you have to learn all the blocking packages. And if you can't block, you're trying to figure that out, so they're not going to send you out on the route tree. So it's one of the hardest positions to figure out, and it takes time. And Mike Ditka has the greatest rookie tight end season of all time.
Fucking A. Look at that shit.
And he talks funny.
And he talks
sweet
funny.
Stash.
Hell yeah, dude. Five-time Pro Bowler, fucking Super Bowl champion, fucking... coached to championships, fucking.
And he famously regrets his biggest regret in all of football is not giving Walter Payton the touchdown in the Super Bowl, thinking that they'd be back. They handed it off to Refrigerator Perry to get a big man touchdown, and Walter Payton never got his Super Bowl touchdown.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And that's what Dick has said was his biggest, you know, regret in football.
Yeah. Well, you know, you live and you learn. You fucking do it next time. But, you know, if there isn't a next time, you just fucking die unhappy. And, yeah.
There you go. Hell yeah, you said it.
Hell yeah. I don't think Walter Payton died unhappy.
Nah, he's good. Well,
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, Jared Payton too.
What can I? All right, Andy.
All right, I'm gonna go to the '60s now, and I'm gonna go with one of the meanest, nastiest SOBs, one of the best defensive players of all time, one of the best defensive ends of all time. I'm going with my man Deacon Jones. Yeah, two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, five-time All-Pro, or eight-time All-Pro, eight-time Pro Bowl, five-time sacks leader, all-60s decade team, 75th anniversary team, 100th anniversary team, number retired, just an absolute stud. And yeah. Dude from Florida, Deacon Jones.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much on these free my time people. Yeah. I barely have that on the people that were my time.
If you watch some Deacon Jones highlights, yeah, though, you'd be like, oh, well, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's that dude. Okay, so that means I left the decade with probably the most players available, out there, and I left the 80s open, and I have one position left, which is wide receiver.
Sorry.
All good. I have one position left, wide receiver. If I've got the greatest defensive back of all time, I should probably get the greatest wide receiver of all time. Give me Jerry Rice. Fuck Seal, you. Baby.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo!
And we're all even now, guys.
Hmm.
1-1-1.
There you go. I stole from each of you to make you both happy.
Yeah.
Listen, you know how happy I am that you stole on this one? The one I don't really have that much care about.
I do.
I know you do. That's what's great about it. But like,
that's what your plan was with. Yeah, so we should do that draft.
Yeah. Anytime Andy starts building up steel cars, guy, hey man, we should do like a basketball
sports
one.
Draft. Yeah. Oh god, I totally got hosed here. But I'm happy because I got my two favorite players of all time, Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I got both of them, and that makes me very, very, very happy.
Yeah.
So, James, you have two picks here.
Yeah, I have the 70s and the 80s available to me.
Yep, and you need a wide receiver.
Let's see what I have going here.
And you need a defensive back. So you have 80s defensive back and 70s. Well, you have 80s and 70s and 80s defensive back and wide receiver. There you go.
Right.
There's some fantastic ones out there. I fucked you up a little bit on this one. That's my bad.
You fucked me up more than you fucked Drew up.
Yeah, I didn't even mean to fuck you up worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it seems like you and Drew are working a fucking together to fuck me up.
No, here's the thing. I made a decision once I figured out I had an extra steel card to take Jerry Rice. So Drew fucked
Yeah,
me.
So Drew and you fucked me up together as a team. Like, you guys teamed up.
Consensual.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what? Here's what I'll do. I'm going to go with
consensual.
I'm going to go with Mark Duper for my wide receiver. The 80s. And then I'll go with, let's see, for my next, just put me on the next clock. All right. And for my last pick.
I can't believe you did that.
Let's see, what was I going to do here?
Oh, man. He's got a solid ass name.
Yeah.
Super Duper was his nickname, too.
What did I have, 70s now?
Hey, he made 3 Pro Bowls, so.
And I had to do a 70s...
Defensive back.
And I was going to go with...
This one you were going to have to do anyway, so.
Oh, I was going to do Dick Butkus.
Wasn't that 60s?
65 to 73.
Also, Dick Butkus was a linebacker.
Oh, fuck, he was. I need a different... let's go with...
You're looking at 70s?
Carl Eller? He's a defensive end. That doesn't work.
You could add to your coaches.
What do I need? A linebacker?
No, a defensive back. So
cornerback.
You take
safety?
Like Willie Brown was a hell of one.
Jimmy Johnson. Let's go with Jimmy Johnson.
Cliff Harris.
Jimmy Johnson, 49ers. Well, Hall of Fame in 1994.
Yep.
And also 47 passes. With
a
the
different
49ers.
Jimmy Johnson than
it's different than the one you're thinking of. Yeah. This one's black.
Oh.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
I had no
he's
idea.
He's a stud, though. No, yeah. He's a stud. He's a stud.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I thought that guy had way too good of hair to be a fucking defensive back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But dang, I didn't know he played like that. All right.
No, but this Jimmy Johnson, nice head of hair on him, too.
Yeah, he's a good-looking man.
Very good-looking.
Yeah. All right, Drew, go ahead.
Robert Sherman.
Who?
Right? That's
Bobby Sherman.
Richard Sherman, yeah.
Dick Sherman from Stanford.
Yeah, him.
I love the Shermanator.
Bobby Sherman.
From the Legion of Boom. You did it for cash, man.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I heard that guy's name a lot.
He's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had the, like, famous quote with the 49ers when Michael Crabtree thing. And then, like, that was a big instance because people were like, this guy's a thug. And it's like, hey, I graduated from Stanford. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
people were, like, just showing their asses. This was one of those first times that I was like, oh. Like, I was living in Texas at the time. I was like, oh, you guys are just showing yourselves. It was, like, the first time, like, I caught, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Just a fantastic moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's just the general, you know, thug is the, it's the way to use, not say the N-word, but say the N-word.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, man. Try me with sorry, or, yeah. Something about sorry-ass receiver like Crabtree. Yeah, it was fantastic. I'm blanking the exact words, but people know.
People know.
People know.
All right. I'm going to go
Oh.
Let's see. I guess I'll go that guy that nobody knows the name of, Tom Brady.
Tomothy Brady. Yeah.
I'll go with Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
And I will go Reggie White, who was it was a toss up there too. Like I was, that was my big debate with the 90s.
I almost did that too.
It was either Reggie White or Junior Seau. So because I had Buckus and Green to play with, so I was like, either
I was
one
going
of those
Reggie
would,
White
would fit in the '70s. So
if I didn't steal Dion for you, I was going Reggie White.
Yeah.
All right, James.
All right. I'm gonna pick running back O.J. Simpson
for three honorables.
James.
Yeah,
that's a stacked honorable list.
Yeah, it is. goat.
Let's go with Ray Lewis.
Okay. All right.
Oh God, are you gonna do Ray Caruth?
Or we'll go tight end. We'll do Aaron, Aaron Hernandez.
I thought he was gonna go. What was that fucking defensive back for the Browns?
Fuck yeah!
The one who like killed somebody with a car or something.
Oh, he was the Vegas Raiders, right?
Oh no! Well, turn? That too, but. Yeah, I also went with one of those with Ray Caruth. Yeah.
Who's the Raiders guy that killed the chick?
Wide receiver from Bama.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm blanking. I had him kind of high.
Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a really nice rookie card. Wow.
You just
totally ruined.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here you go, Andy.
Nice picks.
You're on the
James.
Clock. Now I fucked
nice
you up.
Picks. I'm gonna go. Man, this is tough because I want to go like multiple different defensive backs here. But I'm gonna go with I think the best free safety to ever do it. I'm going Ed Reed. Big fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to give some love to the offensive line since we're an honorable mention, and I'm going to take Anthony Munoz.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I almost took an off position, too. The one that, like, wasn't listed.
Hell yeah. And then, lastly, I will go with... You know what? It's weird. I'm taking two safeties. I don't care. Give me Ronnie Lott. Cut off a finger in a game so he could keep playing.
Oh, my God.
Just a fucking beast.
That's fucking insane.
He could play free. He could play strong. Safety is one of my... Safety is, like, my favorite position to watch. Like on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I almost actually
flowing like, so good.
That was another hard one for the '90s too, because it was like all those guys. Like I don't, you know, I could have went Woodson. I could have went fucking Atwater.
Mm-hmm.
Like Atwater was a fucking beast.
Dude. Lynch, for some Tampa love.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, Ronnie Lott and Ed Reed are my two favorite safeties of all time. So.
Fucking
A. I went there, and I played some safety, so.
There you go.
Can't believe we got through it. Can't believe we did it.
We did
it. Can't believe we did it, guys.
Look at this.
Yeah, NFL draft this Thursday night starts. It's a huge deal for me. I'm a huge fucking nerd.
And I just made sure to change the scorecard to show that Andy only has one steel card now.
Yep, one steel card, and we all have one stilt skin as well, so. You know what, though? I'm very happy about it. I got my two favorite players of all time. So.
Okay. I just thought of something.
What?
Because I think it would actually be fun if we did this. What if we allow stillskins for ourselves, so, like, we force a no steal?
I love it.
Like, it would be, yes.
You can
it would be,
it.
It would be fucking crazy to do because, like,
yeah.
I don't
you have
really
to
know.
Predict that somebody's going to steal you.
Yeah, like, I have to predict that they want it so bad that they would steal it because, like, there's nothing going to be worse if you guys would be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck!
yeah, I wish I would have had that fucking 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those clear. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that, like, wrinkle. Like,
I
why
love
not?
That. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. 100%. I'm in.
All right.
Hell yeah.
You want to read them?
We're done. No ad drops. No nothing.
No.
No, my team is
I don't
stupid stacked.
It is pretty good. All right, here we go. These are our drafted players of the decade, of the decades. So for Andy's team, number one, Rob Gronkowski at tight end. Number two, Derek Brooks at linebacker. Number three, Patrick Mahomes at QB. Number four, Walter Payton at running back. Number five, Deion Sanders at defensive back. Number six, Deacon Jones as defensive end. And number seven, Jerry Rice as wide receiver.
Oof.
For James's team, number one, Emmitt Smith as running back. Number two, Mark Duper as wide receiver. Number three, Aaron Donald as defensive lineman. Number four, Peyton Manning as QB. Number five, Lavonte David as linebacker. Number six, Mike Ditka as tight end. And number seven, Jimmy Johnson as defensive back.
And not that one.
And four,
yeah, not that one, guys.
Yeah, quit Jimmy and your Johnsons. Number
James Johnson.
For Drew's team, number one, Joe Montana at QB. Number two, Jim Brown at running back. Number three, Travis Kelce at tight end. Number four, Marvin Harrison at wide receiver. Number five, Junior Seau at linebacker. Number six, Mean Joe Green, defensive lineman. And number seven, Dick Sherman, defensive back.
That's what I wrote in there.
Old Dickie Sherms.
I feel like I ended up with still a pretty solid team for getting started.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, all of our teams are fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about Mark Duper, but yeah. Tonight's the first night I've ever heard that fucking name. So,
Mark Duper was the 10th best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, the Mark Bros.
Of the 80s.
He was fun to watch. He was fun to watch.
No, no, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
He had, you know, let's say Jerry Rice had 6,372 receiving yards from 1980 to 1989. Mark Duper had 6,212 receiving yards. Not
go.
Very far behind.
Now do the rest of their careers. Friend.
No. No.
Mark Duper.
What did Art Monk have?
Art Monk had 9,165 receiving yards.
Okay.
During from 80 to 89. Jerry Rice only played like 85 to 89 though. Only 4 years of that.
And Jerry Rice, 22,895.
Yeah. Mark Duper.
Total yards.
Let's see Mark Duper's total yardage.
Mark Duper, 8,869.
He kind of faded out after the 80s.
Yeah. He had one nice year in 91, and it was done.
Well, him and Jerry Rice were neck and neck in the fucking 80s, all right? Yeah.
Because Marino was slanging it.
Yeah, you know? It doesn't matter. I got Peyton Manning. He can work with anybody.
He can work with Mark Duper.
Make Mark great again.
Oh, God.
Sorry, it's the hat.
Oh, God.
Loves you, bitch.